Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas.
In Denmark, Christmas starts with Advent, which means coming. It is the coming of Christ that it is referred to. On the fourth Sunday before Christmas Eve, the first Sunday of Advent, a wreath of pine twigs mounted with four candles and a red ribbon is hung up and one candle is lit. The following Sunday, the next candle is lit, lighting one more each Sunday. Glædelig jul og godt nytår.
In Germany, the Christmas tree has a mysterious magic for kids because they are not allowed to see it until Christmas Eve. While the children are occupied in another room, my mother brought out the Christmas tree, which had been decorated with things such as candy, angels, tinsel, or lights. The presents were put under the tray. When everything was ready, my mom used to knock on the door, pretending to be Santa Claus by saying things such as ho ho ho. At that point, my favorite part of the evening started as I was about to get my presents. I leave you now by wishing you frohe Weihnachten und ein glückliches neues Jahr.
Poland is a land of intriguing traditions and legends. So important is the first star of the night that Christmas Eve has been given the affectionate name of Gwiazdka, means little star, in remembrance of the Star of Bethlehem. On that night, all watch the sky anxiously, hoping to be the first to cry out, "The star!" The movement to the star appears, everyone exchanges greetings and good wishes. Wesołych Świąt i Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku!
A popular custom in France is la crèche. The family arrange a manger on a small stage in a prominent part of the house. In Provence, the children bring rocks, branches and moss to make a setting for the manger. Little figures, known as santons, are grouped around the manger to represent the Holy Family and the other characters of nativity story. Joyeux Noël et bonne année!
In Spain, the Christmas holiday season is full of the usual Christmas festivities, but there is one tradition unusual for the rest of the European countries, the ceremonial grapes eating tradition. The Spanish have embraced the so-called uvas de la suerte, grapes of luck, which are eating at the same time with the 12 bells of midnight on 31st of December, and the Spanish people believe that it's for the start of the year with a very good luck. Feliz Navidad y próspero Año Nuevo!
On Christmas, Italian children set out the shoes for the family Santa Claus, La Befana, to fill with gifts of all kinds like toys, candies and fruit. If the children were good La Befana, we fill with gifts the shoes. But if they were bad, they would find the shoes filled with coal. Buon Natale e buon anno!